Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Truth Guide. Tim LaHaye, Jerry Jenkins, and Left Behind. The Truth Guide. The Book of Mormon. The Truth Guide. The Quran. The Truth Guide. Gaia? Book, Self Matters, Creating Your Life from Inside Out. The Truth God, Self. Jesus says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking what is mine and making it known to you. The Truth Guide, the Paraclete. He brings the truth from the Lord Jesus Christ to all of us here today. So what you have received, as St. Paul would say, you pass on by faith alone. Yet many of us in our lives, and I guess this is always kind of the downside, what I saw when I was in the parish for a short 10 years. We always kind of like to find other gods. We like to look to other people and places and things to guide us into all truth about the past, the present, and more importantly, the future. And in that category, of course, then Satan becomes our guide. Working through the sinful flesh, we follow his tracks and all of his deceptive temptations. I even heard one person say once a few years ago, well, you're a pastor, you don't have the same troubles we do. Well, you pastors who are here in the D-Men understand that better than I do now. Well, Adam and Eve followed Satan's guiding into their quest to be like God. David followed Satan's guiding in his quest to be with Bathsheba. Samson followed Satan's guiding in his quest to be with Delilah. Peter followed Satan's guiding in his three-time denial. And we know that the result of this ongoing following of Satan's guiding through our sinful flesh is nothing than eternal damnation. We're not away from that, as some people think we are here. And so we kind of, those who are here and those who could not be here, of course, we kind of like to put things into the category of the world and say, well, you know, the Bible is written a long time ago. Culture's different. Things are different. And so we're going to kind of get a grab, pull ourselves up by our bootstrings. We can do this. So Satan, of course, working through the sinful flesh, he uses all kinds of other things, all kinds of other guides to move us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. All kinds of things are out there. And so we find our guide in life's future. The old, what people say, kind of what lies beyond. In horoscopes. In the big lotto. In psychic gurus. With a 1-800 number and a small fee, of course, credit card will do. Psychic gurus like even Nikki Stewart or David Edwards that can take you and cross you over into the beyond so that you can kind of, he sort of communicates, as he says, with the dead and tells you sort of, well, they're okay, whatever that means. And then the quest for the perfect image. Even though God already has created us in his image, and that image has been, lost and been restored by Christ, but yet out in the world today, we see all kinds of young people, middle-aged and older people, looking for the better image, the better acceptance by their peers, especially with younger people still dressing like Britney Spears and all kinds of other teen idols and living in all kind of ungodly ways when they're saying, you know, and I, you know, with five daughters and having worked in our family through eating disorders, I understand this one. I can see how Satan can grab you by the throat and move you along this way. The way that says, I can be better if I look better, as opposed to what God in Christ has already said, that in your redemption, you are his child. And clearly, you are better off. Yeah, we also seek oneness with good old Mother Nature, Gaia, through crystals, through the worship of Mother Earth, believing, of course, that we're divine, you know, with all of this animistic religion. Earth is divine. And so let's kind of get one with Mother Nature. And certainly we can see this in movies like Star Wars and Fern Gully and The Lion King. And about a couple years ago, there was a movie out called Final Fantasy. And so our sinful nature really prefers to take all of these things that are relativistic and make the relatives the absolutes in our life, even in the face of the absolute truth that Jesus Christ, true God and true man, shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. That's an absolute. That's not an abstract. And so the Spirit of truth is here. Through the gospel, the Spirit of truth tells us that all the saving realities are connected with Jesus and the Father. And as we have heard read, this is not to his glory, but to the glory of Jesus Christ, whom the Spirit hears. All the truths, all the realities. And so the Spirit of truth withholds nothing from us. Absolutely nothing is withheld. All that you need to know about living the life of Christ in the world and to be with Christ in eternity in heaven comes from the Spirit of truth. And so we know that the Paraclete does not do this for himself. He's not out looking for a pat on the back. But this is from Jesus. Jesus is the source. So the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete working through the means of grace, so that we, by the Spirit, we can discern false spirits and say no, because false spirits do not testify to Christ, his suffering, his death, his resurrection. You know, there is, and I think in the parish, a lot of people, when you start talking about the Holy Spirit, they kind of like, some people want to try and equate him like Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, kind of floating around, kind of being here and being there. No. No way. In 1987, I got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, when I left here at the parish, the seminary in 1982, I thought I was going to get a lot of phone calls and get woke up a lot, you know, early in the morning. Didn't really happen. But I had this phone call. It said, Pastor Weiss, you need to come to John's house immediately. He accidentally shot his wife in front of their grandchild, waking up in a stupor. Well, I'll be right there. So pastors are kind of like firemen. They have a set of clothes ready to go. So you jump in your clothes and you get in the car, and all the way there I am praying to the Spirit of God, give me the words. Give me your wisdom that comes down from above. I was nervous. Really nervous. Pastors get nervous. What do I say? How do I deal with this older gentleman who accidentally killed his wife in front of his granddaughter? And I didn't have a long drive. It was probably 5 minutes. But relying on the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete, no one else could I rely on. Because he has promised to me and to all of you that he would provide the words. And he certainly did. And there is certainty with the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete. There is comfort with the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete. There is peace in the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete. That gentleman and his family, they had that Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, given to them in holy baptism, and the power of the gospel that the Holy Spirit was using was quite evident in bringing comfort and consolation. Even though he couldn't believe what he did, he was wrought, he was in despair, but the only hope, the only comfort, the only peace he had came from the sure and certain hope that his wife was in heaven. You have this Spirit of Truth. Many people follow false guides, false gods, into false hope, to eternal destruction. But you have been given the message to be sure of the true guide, the Spirit of Truth, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who works through the gospel to bring the sure and certain hope of the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. And you, and myself, all of us who are here, we have that Spirit of Truth. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.